Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Get us on your smart speakers. Just ask the Alexa or Google to play WILK News Radio, and it will, if they're not already right now. And you can get us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show. It is just after 4:10, 61 degrees on this Wednesday, October 15th, 2025. So we're cautiously watching this peace deal, in this very shallow, fragile peace deal in the Middle East. Now, we knew there would be tough moments ahead. The biggest part of this is all living hostages have been released or in the custody of their families right now. And seeing those reunification videos are just outstanding. It's just incredible. The videos out. There was one today of a gentleman who was held hostage for over 700 days, reunited with his wife and his two small children, swinging them around. And it was just so heartwarming to see as a father. And as a human being. But, you know, we have been reporting that Hamas, the militants in Hamas, have carried out public executions for those they believe have been working with the IDF. There's some conflicts between militias trying to gain power and Hamas. And in the meantime, Hamas is supposed to be giving up their arms, which they, at least a faction of them, have said they will not do. And President Trump came out yesterday, says, well, they will, and if they don't, we will make them, and that will be by force. Now, what that exactly means, now, listening to some of the reporters that are on the ground there said that the small factions of IDF troops are still in the area. The majority of IDF troops have pulled back to what we call the yellow line as per that agreement. But today they have cut off the Rafah entry point for relief aid to get into Gaza, because they have not been returning bodies of hostages at the rate that they've agreed to, and really kind of sent everything for a tailspin when they returned a body that was not an Israeli hostage. And the Israelis, through their genetic DNA testing, don't know who the body is at all. And the fact that Hamas is no stranger to killing its own people, using its own people as human shields, and now going through the streets executing anyone they feel was ever against them or is against them. It's unknown, you know, who they may be sending back. Now, today there was allegedly more bodies that were being sent back into Israel, but they are being tested by the Israeli authorities to see if they truly are. You got to realize these hostages have their families. You know, DNA matching is not difficult. Because of this, do we see Hamas now attempting to desecrate or destroy the bodies to an extent where DNA, and that'd be kind of hard, or outright say, we just don't have any more, and not return bodies that they said they've had. But Israel announced Wednesday that a body returned to Hamas is not one of the deceased hostages, threatening historic efforts to reach peace. The Jewish state had already accused the terrorist group of not living up to its requirements by only releasing 4 of the 28 dead hostages on Monday, with only another 4 handed over on Tuesday. Now, following the completion of examinations at the National Institute of Forensic Medicine, the 4th body handed over to Israel by Hamas does not match any of the hostages. The Israeli Defense Forces said in a statement, it's not clear whose body it was. Hamas is required to make all necessary efforts to return the deceased hostages, the Israeli military added. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu demanded earlier Wednesday that Hamas fulfill its requirements laid out in the ceasefire deal about returning the hostages' bodies. We will not compromise on this and will not stop our efforts until we return the last deceased hostage, until the last one, he said. President Trump has said the return was key to his widely celebrated deal, making clear it was not done until the 298 were returned. The dead have not been returned as promised. Phase 2 begins right now, he said on Tuesday. All 28 dead hostages were supposed to be returned to Israel in the historic Trump-brokered deal that saw all 20 living hostages returned Monday after more than 2 years in barbaric conditions. The shocking development echoed the trauma caused earlier this year when Hamas released, with great fanfare, the body of Mom Shari Bibas, which also instead turned out to be a Palestinian woman. Hamas has said Monday that the remains of Guy Ulse.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bipin Joshi, Captain Daniel Peretz, and Yoshi Sharabi were those returned. Los 26 died in captivity from wounds he suffered after escaping the Nova Music Festival. Joshi, 23, was kidnapped from a shelter and believed to have been murdered during the first few months of the war, the Israeli military said. Peretz, 22, was killed on October 7th, 2023, and his body taken into Gaza. Sharabi, 53, also died in captivity. 3 of the second group of 4 bodies were identified. It's not clear which body was supposed to be the wrong remains. Hamas spokesperson Hazim Qasim insisted on Telegram Wednesday that the group was still working to return bodies as agreed upon in the ceasefire deal. The 4 sets of remains returned Tuesday were not identified. It was not immediately clear which one of the 8 were actually the remains of a Gaza local. As well as accusing the terror group of not honoring the commitments or returning the remains, Israel ordered the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt to be closed for breaking the deal. Hamas has previously said It needed additional time to locate and return all the hostages due to the widespread destruction in Gaza and because some captives were taken by other terrorist organizations. This, the longer this goes on, the worse this could get, because if Israel sends troops in to find the deceased hostages themselves, it's going to spark a conflict, and a conflict is going to spark. You have to also realize that thousands of refugees from Gaza returned during this peace deal. There were videos of them returning, you know, by the hundreds, celebrating in the streets. If war breaks out again, which Hamas could very well want, they're again putting their own people in harm's way right in the middle of it, because again, they had thinking the peace deal was in place. A lot of individuals have been returning to their home, and the next step of this is the rebuilding. Let's go to the phone now. We have Frank from Scranton on the hostages. Frank.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, these people that are protesting, carrying Palestinian flags and burning American flags, have they been watching TV? Because all the hostages that have been released are men. Where are the women and children? They're all dead. That's where they are.
Well, a lot of them are, Frank, but during the January release, right after the election, there was a widespread release of women and children from Hamas. Those hostages were released, but a lot of them are dead.
Yeah, that's what bothers me. I mean, I'm watching it on television, not now I'm driving, but I mean, I've been watching it, and I mean, every hostage that came home, thank God, they're all men. There's no women, there's no children, you know, and I think about back when they were showing pictures of a girl on a motorcycle that was being captured, and nobody knows where she's at. You know, it's pathetic, and these people are protesting against the Jews that, you know, they're I don't know what the hell it is. You know, it's driving me crazy because they don't, these kids don't realize that they don't know anything about history. They don't know anything about Israel. They don't know anything about Palestine. And all they do is protest for no reason because they're in college and their professors are teaching them stuff that they don't need to know. Stupid stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just
No, Frank, to put it into some context, I just looked it up real quick. In November of 2023, one of the initial ceasefires, 105 hostages were released, all women and children. 24 women and 81 children under 18 were released at that time. That was November of 2023. In 2024, 5 hostages, 4 women and 1 child were released. January of 2025, that ceasefire, 30 women and children were released. And now, as you said, this last release of hostages were all men. 20 men were just released. Those are the last of the remaining living hostages.
Yeah, all right. I don't remember the other ones. I apologize that I did not remember the women and children that were released in 2023 and 2024, whatever. But I mean, I'm watching it here, and I'm thinking, where are all the women and children? Because there had to be a bunch of them, and I don't know. I'm just disgusted.
There are a lot of deaths. Yes, Frank, there were a lot of deaths here. Let's don't make no mistake about that. What gets me most is you have these protests around America. You say them waving the Palestinian flag for a ceasefire now, and the politicians in our own government talking about the ceasefire now. They have a peace deal now. There is a ceasefire, but yet they've all remained quiet. They haven't said a word about it.
Okay, another thing. They're releasing all these Palestinian prisoners. They're releasing all of them. I mean, I could visualize them joining up with Hamas and starting all over. Because Hamas, you can't trust them.
I agree, and that's been brought up many, many times. As you're right, you are correct. Thousands of prisoners, I believe it's close to over 2,000 prisoners, have been released by Israel back to Palestine, including Hamas soldiers. So that was part of that deal. Frank, we got to leave it there. I appreciate your call.
Okay, brother. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.